Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Game two today against the Guardians. 4:08, first pitch. Tigers on 97.1. Tigers on TBS as well, with Royals and Yankees right after. John Morosi, MLB Network, joins us this morning. John, good morning.
Jim and John, happy postseason, my friends. Great to be with you today.
Happy postseason. It's a new experience for us. I mean, new within the last decade. And there's a lot of people that are really worried about what they saw on Saturday. How much angst should Tigers fans have right now?
Well, John, my overall perspective and advice is that we as people in Michigan should enjoy this because we were not expecting to have playoff baseball. This is not the team of Verlander and Scherzer and David Price and everybody else that was supposed to win it all with Miguel years ago. This is bonus baseball. Now, you've gotten this far. You've beaten the Astros, so I understand that there's now a little bit of expectation. You've also got the best pitcher in the world on the mound. So if you're going to make a run at this thing and find a way to beat Cleveland, this is obviously a huge game to win, because when Scooble's on the mound, it needs to be win day for obvious reasons. But I think my big picture takeaway is you're going to see a game three at Comerica Park, first postseason game in Detroit in 10 years. And you've got a shot today because you've got the best pitcher in the world on the mound. So that's my current vibe. I know I'm a bit removed because I'm in New York covering the other series, but that's kind of my look at it as I'm keeping an eye on it from afar.
Yeah, but you're a Michigander and you know the kind of the pulse of how this team has you know, rallied and kind of the mood of the city. We've been taking inventory on how people feel as well today. Show of hands in the studio. Must win. Hand up if it's a must win today.
Yes.
Everybody's got their hand up. John, you agree?
Yeah, I do. And certainly, when you consider the big picture here and why this whole strategy has worked, if you go back to August and after the trade deadline and the way the Tigers were able to make this run, starting when they had basically two starting pitchers at the time, Scooble and Montero, the reason why the chaos strategy worked And I do think you got to credit AJ Hinch for the strategy, and Chris Federer and Robin Lund, they all did a great job of devising it, and certainly the relievers and the bulk guys that made it work. The only reason why the chaos worked is because of Scooble. Scooble is the man who made the chaos possible, because you can't do openers and bulk guys and chaos every day. You need to have a day of consistency and certainty. And the day of certainty is called Scooble Day, and that is today. So I think for that reason, the only way the overall pitching plan works is if Tarik wins the game today. And certainly there is a scenario in which he's able to pitch again in this series. You could start game five on regular rest. So, but the only way that the math works is if Scooble wins. So I agree. Today is certainly a must day.
From afar, now I know that you're well connected to Detroit, but if in the baseball world with where the Tigers are, okay, Scooble, we know going to the mound that you're going to get a good performance. And we have that confidence. At the plate, how much confidence do you have that the Tiger bats can even give him one, two, or whatever it is in terms of run support?
Well, I certainly think it's similar to what you saw against the left-hander they faced in Framber Valdez in the Houston series. That was a low-scoring game, and it worked out because obviously the bullpen held late, and that was, I think, a very key way. It's a bit of a template on how they're going to approach this game today. And I guess if you're looking at the bright side, there's no potential pitcher in this entire postseason, unless they face the Dodgers in the World Series and face Flaherty, there's nobody that they know better than Matthew Boyd. Nobody. I mean, in terms of having a good book of how to approach him, and Matthew's done a fantastic job coming back to Cleveland. He's been one of their better starting pitchers since he's joined them, and I'm just personally thrilled for him because he's such a great gentleman, and he did so much for Detroit, and just he's a great citizen of the world as far as I'm concerned. So he's an easy guy to root for, but as AJ Hinch said yesterday, he sort of set that aside for a few hours and compete like heck when he's on the mound against you. But they're going to know what to do here. And I also think that the biggest hit of this postseason so far was for Ibañez against a lefty. And so against the lefty, you get Ibañez in the lineup. Vierling certainly is someone who's become a really important guy. He's obviously better against lefties than he is against righties. So I think in some ways facing a lefty here in this situation is to the Tigers' advantage, because I tend to like their lineup against lefties, and they've already won a game that way this postseason. So I think for all those reasons, John, I think there's a lot of belief that certainly that this game will go better than the game the other day. And I guess the final point I'll make on the way that game one went is it's almost easier to take that loss when it's over in the first inning, really, than the Big Papi home run 11 years ago. Like that's a game that Tiger fans are still upset about.
And John, why are you bringing that up?
Right. Well, it's the truth. I mean, the yeah. game on Saturday, it's amazing how, as a quick parenthetical, the day that Leland got inducted into the Hall, or his induction was announced, somebody asked him about a game that he went back and wanted to think about. And he mentioned that game still. Yeah. So it's still on his mind. And the point is that Saturday's game was utterly forgettable. It was over early, and I think it allowed them to utilize the rest of their pitching in a way that preserved their chance to chase this game.
He's John Morosi, MLB Network. He joins us this morning. Yeah, you know, I think the key, you got to get to Boyd, because you don't want to get to that Cleveland bullpen, right? I mean, right. So much of this, they worked Valdez out of the game against Houston, and I think you don't want to work Boyd out of the game. You got to do damage while he's in the game. For as much as he's given to Detroit, maybe you could give him a little more today. That'd be great.
Well, Jim, that is an excellent point just about the difference. I do think that the Guardians have arguably the best bullpen in baseball this season, and certainly the most dominant reliever, I would say, in the entire sport right now in Class A. So when he's entering the game, it almost feels like a little bit like Rivera from years ago, where the game's over effectively. I think you're right that you're gonna have to probably do your damage early in the game, and I do think overall with the Tigers, their bullpen, they had to get a little creative at different times. I think even in the second game against Houston. Obviously, it got away from them from a little bit, but I think by the way that the first game unfolded, you've got all your best guys there and available to you. That nobody's really taxed right now. They're all in a good spot. I do think it's interesting with the Guardians. There was always a conversation of rest versus rust and what that means and how it could advantage the team that advances through the wild card round. I do think in this case, Jim and John, that the Guardians were so dependent on their bullpen during the course of the whole season, and Stephen Vogt went to them so often that they were maybe the rare team that really benefited from having all that time off, because those bullpen guys really did a lot. And I think we even saw on Saturday just how good and how deep that bullpen is.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How is Detroit viewed? And what's the perception of what they've been able to do, in the last 2 months of the season, winning the wild card round? What's that perception around Major League Baseball right now?
Well, it's interesting for me. So obviously, still living in Michigan, but traveling a lot. You know, people know I'm from Michigan, so they'll say, "Hey, man, like your home state team, what is going on over there?" Like, so even people that are working for other teams will kind of ask you for my take on it. So that's been kind of cool. It's been a fun experience to honestly have our state back in the national baseball conversation. It's been a while. So from that standpoint, I'm excited about that. I think that the second piece of it is that they're taken seriously. They are, because we just saw last year's World Series was between the Diamondbacks and the Rangers, two wild card teams. The Diamondbacks had to fight to the very end to be able to get into the postseason. And in my estimation, there's not a ton different between the Diamondbacks of last year and the Tigers of right now. There really isn't. Looking at the Diamondbacks lineup last year, they had, you know, Corbin Carroll, you could say, is Riley Green, and Christian Walker maybe is Matt Vierling. There's a lot of commonality in terms of what those lineups are built like, and the Diamondbacks still found a way to beat the Phillies in a classic seven game NLCS by winning 6-7 on the road. And I think that people I talk to say the Tigers are a great story. They remind me a little bit of the Diamondbacks last year, and the clear implication being there that the Diamondbacks made it to the final game of the season. So now that you're in it, now that you're this far, there's no reason to feel like you don't belong. I think the Tigers do feel like they belong. And the thing I love, too, about it, John, is the way they're playing. Mm-hmm. Is the homegrown nature of the team, the continuity there. They play like a little like a college team that's having a lot of fun together. And I think that's something that people in Michigan really should be proud of, that they they do represent the city and each other and the game really well. And however this all winds up, I think they've really put together a very nice run and played the game the right way.
He's John Morosi, MLB Network. You can also see him with Yankees and Royals on TBS after the Tigers and Guardians. John, appreciate your time.
Jim and John, my pleasure. Always enjoy the conversation and enjoy this great time in sports across Michigan.
Oh, we absolutely are. Yep. Thank you. It's 97.1.
Thanks so much. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.